Yes, we are live. If you have something to drink, just by all means have some.
Cheers.
Yeah, that's whiskey tonight for me.
It is?
What are you having?
No, it's coffee. I have to be sharp in this interview, I think.
Nice. It's pretty loose. But hey, by the way, I heard that you are a very big coffee guy.
Yeah,
is that true? They told me like you were buying coffee and importing that from Sweden to Poland.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it true?
Yeah, it's the coffee is made just like 20 minutes from here.
Mm-hmm.
So when I have like 3 packets with me when I came, and
okay.
my mom and one friend of me take coffee with them when they visit.
Why is this coffee so special? Why not having coffee from Poland or because you guys have that Torun coffee, right?
Yeah, my coffee in Torun is really nice too because I mm-hmm. made it.
you did?
Yeah, I got the club made one coffee and I made one coffee for with my name in it.
You did? Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
so
pretty cool.
So I think you can buy it at the arena.
Yeah, you can. Actually, they sent me a package as a gift because of this podcast. And I got to say, that's pretty cool. And that's also pretty cool to promote the club, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it too. And promote me like a coffee lover too.
Yeah. So do Swedish clubs make, do promotions like this?
No. That's out of my league. Out of the Swedish leagues.
Ah, all right. So this is by the way this episode of Poranek Kojota. This is my podcast when I talk to you mainly guys from Polish Hockey League. But for example, last episode we had Gilbert Brule, whom you know of course because he was he was like a top NHL draft pick, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And today my guest is Anton Svensson from Energatorun. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm fine.
That's great. Fine. All right, so right now you're in Sweden, right?
Yeah, I've been home a week.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about the season? How did it go for you guys?
Oh, we have a really good season. I don't think nobody expect third place of Torun. So I don't know. What do you think?
I think you guys were actually a very big surprise, and the thing that's really interesting for me is that I think that you guys were pretty good, and you are a team that is made out of a lot of foreigners, right? And for example, Unia Oświęcim didn't do so good. I mean, I think the expectations for them were a lot bigger, and also they had like those internal conflicts. So why do you think this worked for you guys this season?
I don't really know. I just think every personal every player fits together, and so we don't take player from KHL or AHL or NHL or that. So I don't think. I think the players who came to us this season really love hockey and want to compete.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was nobody knows if they have a place in the lineup or or on the bench. You know, for me.
All right. Because I heard a lot of bad stuff about like Unia Oświęcim. There was a lot of conflict there because like the foreigners and like the Polish guys. Actually, Gilbert Brule actually he confirmed that. But if I understand that correctly, you didn't have any problems like that in Torun.
No, there were some conflicts. It's a lot of people who fit together. So of course, over a whole season, there must be some conflict, but
of course
it's how you handle it, and as a team, as a personal, how you handle it and move forward from it.
Yeah,
getting stronger or weaker.
Uh huh.
It's your choice.
Yeah, sure, of course. Well, we'll get back to that later, but right now, do you know, because your name's Anton Svensson, and do you know how many Anton Svenssons played or play hockey?
No, but I
All
know
right,
one
shoot,
one
shoot, shoot. Give me a number. How many
like
Anton Svenssons are there in Swedish hockey history?
history, like
Yeah.
six.
Ha, dude, no, that you're one of 17, actually.
17. I'm not
17.
so special.
No,
You say that I'm not so special?
that's not what I'm saying at all. You for sure you're one of the kind. That's that. I heard some stuff about you. We'll get to that later. So you're definitely one of the kind. But like, imagine there's a like interview or like a tryout. All right. For example, say I don't know KHL. Let's say Jokerit. Or I don't know, Spartak Moscow, whatever, and the team is interviewing all of you guys, all of Anton Svensson. So how would you convince the management that you are the best, or you are the Anton Svensson that they should pick over all other Anton Svenssons?
Okay, do you want my coffee?
Okay,
That's the first thing that come up to my mind.
that's
Want to
cool.
try it?
That's a business approach. That's a, that. That's very cool. But do you consider yourself a good goalie? Do you say that about yourself? Because,
Good.
uh-huh.
I'm a nice goalie.
A nice goalie. All right. Do you consider? Okay. So like, I don't know. You're like medium, like good, like I don't
No,
know.
I'm medium.
One to
I'm not
ten.
good. 1 to 10.
Uh-huh.
I'm medium, I think.
So around five.
Yeah, fine, maybe. There is a lot of good players in goal, for sure.
Especially Sweden, right? I mean,
Yeah, in
sometimes.
special Sweden, we have really young and hungry goalies here.
Yeah. So what? There's a lot of people talk about the Swedish school of goaltending, and why is it so special? What makes it so? What makes you guys so special? You or, for example, Finnish guys. Why are you so different? Why are you so popular? What makes you so good?
I think the Finnish goalie is more athletic, you know what I mean? Just a lot of hand move and good hand-eye connection. And the Swedish goalie, I think, is more what do you say, like building in pieces or like robot stuff. I don't feel like that, but if you see one goalie, if he's trained with a good coach, the coaches like have 10 exactly the same goalies. You know what I mean? So the trainer is like doing it over again. That's you can like see on different Swedish goalie which goalie coach they have or train with.
Oh, right. That's interesting because I heard this opinion. I mean, it was a very nice one. Like they said that you guys are good, but you play like all the same. You guys are exactly the same. You play the exactly same style. Is it
Yeah, a
true?
little. No, it's not true, but little bit that I mean when I'm saying the stuff I said, like.
Yeah, so.
So yeah, it's not true, but I feel the same, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Oh, by the way, did you see any of GKS Katowice games this season or not?
No, just some highlights and when we play against each other.
Ah, okay. Because I was wondering what's your opinion on Juraj Szymbok. Because we talked about it, right? Like I don't know, 2 days before, like, I told you like his style is pretty old school. Like his, for example, his butterfly is never fully closed. He actually doesn't slide at all. So what do you think about? I mean, I don't think, my personal opinion, I don't think goalies like that will find a lot of job these days. But what's your opinion on that?
What I say about that? I haven't seen so much, but he has a good season, right?
Sorry?
He has a good season.
Decent, I'd say. Yeah.
But like, I don't know what to say about it. I haven't seen so much of it, so I'm not the right guy to judge.
Sure. Well, that's one way to put it. All right. So the reason I asked you to asked Torin to actually ask about you is that you are absolutely the hero of Torin. That's for sure. You are the hero of the team, and of
Yeah,
course,
cool, yeah.
and but I heard that you played the first round against Kraków, and one of the Kraków players said that they're gonna beat you guys because you guys are all about your goalie. Like he actually said that you can't beat us if with Anton Svensson only. So do you think Akiwait is the only guy to step up? Was he right? Like did you feel that the weight of the team is on your shoulders alone during that series?
Like that shape I was in, I didn't see that I'm going to lose four games against Krakow. Personal, I don't lose four games against Krakow. But while you that you ask him, I didn't expect every that the players felt like or feels like that, or what do you say, the fans felt like that. But like five people in our team just came to me like, "Are you ready, Anton? Are you ready?" "Yeah, I'm ready." "Yes, because this is up to you."
Oh, okay.
Like
How?
five players in our
Oh
the
shit.
team just said that to me.
Oh
So
shit. So that does it.
then I realized that yes, maybe it is, but I don't think like that, because we have a good season, all the players, and I'm just a part of it. So no, if we score more, we have win that.
Yeah, yes, sir. But do you think that there's a? I mean, five players told you that. So did you feel like this enormous pressure on your head? I mean, was that really heavy for you to like be aware that if you're not playing well, that you're probably gonna lose? I mean, that was the message for you, right? So was that heavy for you? Was that a lot of pressure for you?
No, you're talking to a goalie, and that's love.
And
The pressure is love.
that's for sure. Yeah, I play goalie as well. I mean, I'm just a beer league goalie. And whenever they say that to me, I'm shitting my pants. Seriously, I'm dead. By the way, do you like shootouts? Do you like shoot? You
I love
do?
it. Yeah, I
She's
love
I can't be a goalie. She's I can't be a
it.
goalie. I hate it.
Yeah, no, I love it. Actually, like last year, I was on bench, and the other goalie get in a shootout, and they pull him, and I get five straights, and we win 5-0.
Seriously?
Yeah,
Wow, nice.
that was awesome. That was
And you
fun.
was a backup. You were a backup goalie for that game.
Yeah, for that game, I was backup.
And you went out just for the shootout.
Yeah,
Wow.
exactly.
How often does this happen?
That was my first time. I told
Wow.
coach that I no. Oh, cool. I can't play.
Nice. That's some accomplishment. That's cool. All right. By the way, because we all know that goalies are weird, right? Goalies are weird.
Yeah,
So
the
what?
other girl is a real weirdo.
Yeah. So what's your like weirdest pre-game ritual? What's the weirdest thing that you do before a game? Because we know the goalies that, for example, throw up, right?
Yeah,
Actually,
I have.
there was a Russian goalie that had to masturbate before every game. Seriously,
Yes,
I'm not
yeah.
joking. So, what's your weirdest thing? I mean, the weirdest legal
Yeah.
thing.
No, I don't know. Not so much this year, but like all other years, I have to clean my apartment
Before
every
game.
day. Yeah, before a game. I have to clean it.
Seriously? Okay.
So I know when I came home, it's like, oh, this is fresh and nice.
Okay. I thought like this is maybe like one of those things like if I don't clean my apartment, the world will collapse or I don't know. Sweet.
Yeah, and the game will collapse.
The game is good. Yeah, sure. And I saw in one of the interviews. This is pretty interesting because this has been very controversial in Polish Hockey League and also, for example, in NHL lately. Like, you said that referees in Poland are on the same level as in Sweden. I mean, dude, that sounds like total bullshit. I mean, this, seriously.
Have I said that?
Yeah, you have. Yes, on this. Seriously, dude.
Can I change that?
Of course, I'm all ears.
No, I just mean, like, there is a lot of bad... the ref is making decision so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know any ref who yet made like 100% a game.
I know, but that, yeah. But you're just running. Do you seriously think like Polish referees are as good as Swedish referees? You're just trying to be nice.
Yeah, this is hard.
This is hard.
Chase question.
Ah, of course, sure. Okay, so let's just say they're trying.
No, but I don't know what to say about that. It's not like the same, but.
But is it like all? Is it like super terrible? Like, because for example, I'm pretty sure like hockey fans in Sweden complain about Swedish referees, right?
Yeah.
The referees always take so much shit. Like, I mean, they have to be so fucking strong, but yeah, like mentally, but.
I think in Sweden it's not so the level, like high and low,
mm-hmm.
is not as much in Poland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The low is really low when they have those games. Mm-hmm. In Sweden it's much be up, but
and. You also said that when it comes to Polish hockey league, it's like pretty cool because you have no idea what to expect, and like the game in Sweden, they are pretty strategic, right?
Yeah.
You always guys have strategy, and it's pretty much like chess on ice, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you like really mean it, or was that like a real nice way of saying like in Polish hockey they have no fucking idea what they're doing, and that's why it's so crazy, so I have no idea what to expect, it makes no sense.
I just say nice things. No, but I feels like that, like this playoff games here in Krakow,
mm-hmm.
I think the dangerous thing is when we had the puck in our zone. Not mm-hmm. the Krakow players have the puck in our zone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. so I truly mean that.
You truly meant, okay, so
yeah, man.
Is it really interesting for a Swedish goalie to play in Polish league? Like, seriously, is it interesting at all, or just exotic?
No, it's really interesting.
It is?
Actually, yeah, it is. Everything can happen, and I cannot sleep on my place in the goal. Like, in mm-hmm. Sweden, a couple of years, we were really good, and when we have the puck, I just thinking about what to eat after the game.
All right. Yeah, I saw your stats, and we'll get back to your career in Sweden. Basically, your whole career was in Sweden, right?
Yeah.
But so for sure, we'll get back to that. But I was wondering if there's actually anything that you as a goalie can learn in Poland, like, because you know you have Swedish goalies are known to be, you know, like best trained in the world, one of the best trained in the world. Is there anything that actually a goalie coach can teach you? I mean, are you even listening to the guy, or are you just doing your stuff?
No, I'm doing my stuff. It's mm-hmm. It's like when you are a goalie coach, you have to know that if you teach something, the goalie have to feel it and try mm-hmm. it, but mm-hmm. he don't have to have the tool in the game.
No. Okay.
So you can try it, but you can throw it away. Like, no, this is nothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Yeah, do you sometimes argue with your coaches?
Mm, yes.
Yeah. What was the worst argument you had? Like, I mean, did it end with fight, or just swearing a lot, or just calling each other names, or just like, I mean, was that like just, you know, we're just exchanging arguments, or was it like, oh, I fucked your wife, yeah, I fucked yours.
You're throwing words.
Yeah.
No, but like, no, not like that. I never been like that. I think I'm a good person to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But I have I want to move forward as a team, as a person in a team. So you have to say what you think the team is like getting better, so you don't go in the same level all the time. If you want to be better, you have to get the higher level.
So,
I have to argue about it, so you know, doing the best thing.
Sure. And do you sometimes have a problem with, I don't know, do you sometimes argue or something with your, I don't know, backup goalies, or when you're backup goalie? How often does it happen that the goalies like don't like each other when they're on one team? Because there's obviously competition, right? You guys are simply battling for number one job, right?
Yeah.
So how often does it happen?
No, not for me. Maybe Stujan get a little bit mad when I came to throw his gear away and they put my gears in his place.
Stujinski, you mean?
Yeah.
Was he mad?
I don't know, but a little. I would, if I were him. I would be mad. So. I guess.
Did you guys talk about it?
No, not that thing. I never talked about that with him after. But we talk a lot of other stuff. Mm-hmm. So we are friends.
You're friends. You're actually.
We are friends.
That's good. That's good to know. That's good to know.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's cool. And okay, because this is your first, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is your first season not in Sweden, right? This is your first season out of Sweden. So, and I believe I read somewhere that you were pretty disappointed that you were not re-signed by, the name of the team was Troja.
Troja.
And that was the weird thing for me, because statistically you were the best goalie there. You were the best. This season, those two other guys are still there. That was Hjalmarsson, and the other one was
Reinemold.
Yes.
Victor,
exactly. And you actually, statistically, you were way better. And they are still there, and you're not there. So what do you have to say to that? What do you have to say about that?
Ragnvall Victor has 2 years. He signed him to 2 years after before the corona, and the corona hit after 1 year, and my contract was out, and they want to resign me, they say, but
so why didn't they resign you?
They didn't have money, they say. When all the sponsors didn't know how much money they could sponsor with, and now when the corona hits, so therefore, but this was really late. This was, I waited too long for that answer, and turned down some other options.
Okay, all right. Can you tell me what other options did you turn down?
No, not like.
Give me the country. Was that just Sweden or just?
No, yeah, it's Sweden. Sweden.
Okay, was that higher level, Sweden or not? Because you are
better team, same division.
All right, so this is because if I understand that that's third level, right, of Swedish hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, Troja. All right, cool. And all right, and you did turn that down because you waited for Troja.
Yeah, I had a really nice time there, just outside the rink and on the rink and with the staff, so and the players.
So do you think, is it possible for you to come back there one day?
Maybe. I don't know, I haven't speak with them.
Because like you're 32, right?
Yeah,
you're 32. In Sweden, is that does it mean in Sweden you're an old goalie or not?
Oh, I have a young. I'm young.
I am young. Forever young.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We have a lot of good goalies. But, like this Christmas, I practiced with Malmö 2 weeks when I was home. And they really love it, so we see what's happened.
Yeah, I saw that practice. That was actually pretty good. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
And Okay, and so okay, so we spoke about pressure, right? Because there's a lot of pressure on you, and like you said, like five guys already asked you, right? If you're in shape and all that, and that's pretty interesting. And I'm pretty sure as a Swede, you probably, well, I'm not sure if you remember that or did you see that famous game of, because you have that legendary goalie Tommy. Well, we say Salo, but it's Tommy Solo, right?
Solo.
So.
Solo.
Solo, yeah. All right, so, and you remember that 2002 Olympic game, right? The famous game where he got hit with the puck at the head, right? And I saw the guy crying on the bench. He was actually crying because I know there's a lot of like pressure and shit, and I know that, well, Mats Sundin was the captain. I mean, that was the dream team, right? I mean,
Have you seen that team? No
live.
roster.
Live. I waited for like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. to watch that, and that was against Belarus, man. I mean,
That's also shitty.
yeah, you were supposed to like fucking stomp them, right? To crush them.
I
So,
know.
okay, so did I mean, of course, not on the same level, but has it ever happened to you, like situation that bad that actually almost put you into tears, like situation that was so bad, like you did something. Well, so it's hard to say that it wasn't really Salo's fault. I mean, it just hit him in the head, right? By the way, do you think it was his fault or not, technically?
The goal was his fault, and he know it. But that they lose the game like 4-3 or something, that was not his fault.
Okay, so what you're saying is that they should have scored more goals, just.
And better defense. I see the a better defense.
I think Sundin said that, right? Like it's not Salo's fault because
No.
they didn't score enough, and you can't blame one goal on the goal. You can't blame the whole game on one bad
One
goal, right?
goal. No, yeah.
So has it ever happened to you, like situation that bad that it actually you felt
Not
like.
like in a important game, if you say so.
So.
Haven't happened like that.
So you never had a situation like that bad? Or was there ever a
No.
situation that you actually lost your cool? Like you, I don't know, broke your stick or just stopped swearing or like throwing shit. I know that happens a lot lately, right? So.
I love to play the puck, so I have done my mistakes with the puck too, but no, I'm a cool. I play cool.
You play. I saw one game when you actually took the puck and you went like up to the circle, I believe, up to the
It happens.
face of circle. I mean, why do you do that? I mean, isn't that like super fucking dangerous to do so? That's like
But this is
that's like totally Patrick Roy style, you
I
know?
love Patrick Roy. He's a
Yeah,
good.
was that your like all-time favorite?
He was my first idol.
All right, so why do you do, I mean, don't you feel like this isn't like super dangerous? Aren't you afraid, I know, like the coach is gonna like, I don't know, scream or argue that you're just
There
doing.
is a lot of coaches who screaming about that.
Yeah?
But a lot of it back in the days too. So,
Seriously?
but yeah, but I don't know. It's fun, and you have to get some cheers at the arena too. They love it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. And Patrick,
But it can be too much too. I know it. So.
Speaking of fun stuff, did you ever fight?
When I was younger, I have some fights.
Yeah? Tell me, just like tell me one story, man.
No, if I don't know where we I played in Rögle then. It was like juniors, and I blocked the puck, and I started a fight, and everybody jumped in on the ice.
You did
It
start a
was
fight.
like, I started a fight, and then I back off.
All
I'm
right.
so strong. I'm so strong.
That was
So
pretty
I'm not a lot of I don't fight, or what you say. I've just started.
Yeah, I thought because like if Patrick Roy is your idol, I thought maybe you like that stuff too. I mean, he loved that shit, right?
But I was like, when I get older, I just focus on the puck, like next puck, next puck.
Ah, right.
So I don't feel like it's hurt my game if I'm getting angry or get the focus on fighting or
I guess that
get better.
So would you say that this is actually like the Scandinavian thing? Like, for example, you guys always stay so cool. I mean, there of course, I don't know, for example, in NHL we have exceptions like Tuukka Rask, right? For example, the guy's like angry all the time.
Yeah.
But then you have, I'm a Coyotes fan, so we have Antti Ranta, right? Who's like always super, he's like a fucking cyborg. I mean,
but you have Smith there too. He's not a calm guy.
Smith? Oh shit. The guy, oh god, the guy. he was a madman. Actually, I talked to Gilbert Brulé and he told me like he's like, I remember the Coyotes went to the conference finals in 2012 and the guy, and that was all because of Mike Smith. I mean, he stopped fucking everything. And he said like he was so angry and at the same time he was so dehydrated that like he had so much trouble like trying to drink enough water. He was dehydrating so bad. And at the same time he was very angry goalie. So right.
Yeah.
He was very
big. You see Beener like last month when he threw jam at the Carlson.
Who? Again? Who?
Beener, Jordan Binnington.
Ah, right. He
got really mad.
He was totally
Pansions
mad.
And Erik Karlsson.
Yeah.
In the air.
I think that was, he played against Devan Dubnik in San Jose, right?
And Dubnik
just told him, like, dude, calm down. And then he started punching, like... That's pretty crazy. Like, I always thought, like, Jordan Binnington is, like, this huge guy. And he is tall.
Yeah.
But he's, like, super fucking skinny. So I never thought he could actually...
No.
He could actually fight like that. So that was... that was pretty crazy. But we also...
He has a so good focus too.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird that he gets so mad.
For me. Sure. And who's your favorite goalie, by the way, like currently playing in the NHL, for example?
He has no team now and get a heart surgery. Do you know him?
Who?
He has no team right now and he has a heart surgery. You know the Swedish guy?
Ah, Henrik Lundqvist, you mean? Of course.
Yeah, he's so lovely.
I think every Swede I talk to, he always say Henrik Lundqvist. I mean,
yeah.
Jesus. He is a hero.
He's big. Yeah, he's big. He's so big in Sweden.
Yeah, he's that's big. True. All right, and back to you. And you actually suffered from shingles, right?
Yeah.
And
2 months last year.
How does it affect a grown man? I mean, you're not supposed to have it when you're an adult, right? It's supposed to happen when you're a kid, right? I never had it, so maybe that's still ahead of me. How did it affect you as a goalie?
I couldn't move, really. I was lying in the bath like 4 hours a day.
Oh Jesus! And you
to the water gets like cold. Same temperature that time. That was the best four hours in every day.
Oh Jesus.
Like, in the bath.
So were you in pain?
Yeah, when I have clothes on, I was in pain.
Oh god.
I was like 2 months out, I think.
And you didn't, obviously you didn't train at all, right?
No, you didn't play at all.
Alright, so how hard was that to get back in shape after that?
That was really hard because that's a nerve system sickness, you say so?
Yeah.
So, like the first week, I called my dad and, this is over. I cannot play. I can't save the puck. No.
Seriously?
It felt so bad to get on the ice. Like,
all right.
My body was not there, if you say so.
So what changed your mind to keep playing?
No, I just keep practice and then I get the game was good and after game like good. So I come in I'm training and it felt better day and day. But the first week was like, oh, this is the end for you, Anton.
Oh god, jeez, that must have been hard.
Okay. Yeah, that was hard. But...
And how? Okay, what age do you think you're gonna retire? Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, I had 28 because when I get it, I was told if I'm not good at 28, I'm going to quit.
So
I have to quit like now in 4 years.
Okay, but seriously, I mean, you're going to retire, I don't know, when you're 39, 40, 45.
Yeah. We see. We see what's happened. But I like to compete, and I'm just getting better and better. So I don't know. And now I'm have playing Poland 1 year, and it was fun to play outside Sweden. So
Do you want to be back in Torun? Or is it just
I don't know. Uh-huh. I can play in Poland for sure. I don't know if it's Torun or some other club. We'll see.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, that would be pretty cool. I mean, yeah, I think a lot of people said that you, Katowice, could have gone further with the playoffs if you were on the team.
They say that?
A lot of people said that, yeah. Yeah, I mean, not the club themselves. I mean, they're never gonna say that. That's
obvious. No,
but I heard that a lot of, like, I heard a lot of the of it from a lot of fans. Like, well, you or for example, Clark Sanders, you were like considered one of the best goalies in the league. So,
yeah. I think Clark Sanders is a level of his own.
Below or over you?
No, over.
He's better.
He's level. Yeah, he's a level of his own in Poland.
Well, he is. He is damn freaking good. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's really good. But I don't feel I haven't. Let's say I come to Poland was not like this happened so fast when I came to Torun.
And that happened because of Corona.
No, yeah, and Troja didn't came up with a contract and the Corona and I love hockey and all my friends was playing and. My agent, one agent, called me like, "Do you want to play in Poland?" So, yeah, I haven't heard. No, that was like August or something like that.
And did you know anything about Polish league before that? Anything?
No. I just call. I text Robin Rom and Kamilinsku. You know this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I text him and they said like, "Oh, I have a really good time in Poland and." Talk about a little bit of hockey and I cut my salary in half to move down to Poland.
What did they tell you? What did Robin Ram on Kevin Linsko, what did they tell you about the Polish league? I would be like super honest, man. They're not coming back, so you can be super honest. Because I believe
what
like
they tell me.
Sorry.
They have a good time both playing Katowice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah, they love like you said the fans was crazy. And well, like that, and it's Kevin, a good experience.
Kevin is also like super angry guy. I mean,
yeah, he's really angry guy.
He's a really angry guy.
And he has all the stylists too. He has his own style.
Yeah,
Kevin.
Oh yeah, of course. I remember Kuba Vanacki from Oświęcim. He told me the story that one day the ice was not really well prepared. It was still like very wet. And the ref was about to drop the puck, and then Linskog started to pretending like he's swimming in his net. Yeah. That was his way of protesting against like against the ice. That was pretty cool. By the way, I have to ask you about that because Kevin Linskog, he paints his fingernails.
He
does. I mean, is that and he says that it's normal in Sweden, Swedish hockey. Is it?
Do you think Kevin is normal?
No, not at all. But
swimming on the ice.
Yeah.
What? Do you think he's normal? Okay.
No, I don't. I never said that. I always say like goalies are super fucking crazy. But he said like painting nails or having nails done, or manicure or whatever is normal in Swedish hockey for guys. Is it? Is it normal?
I don't know in hockey, but there is like what do you say? A time back when it came up like a fashion thing to do. It was some podcast star who's talking and doing the nails. So I don't know. I haven't done it.
All right. Well, we thought like maybe this is some kind of protection against, I don't know, whatever, maybe some kind of disease or whatever. And then he said, like, yeah, it's normal. We just it's Sweden, we do it. And it's like,
jeez. Goal is not normal.
Goal is not normal, that's for sure. No, yeah, no. We've established that, of course. So, okay, if goalies are not normal, what's the most fucked up thing about you as a goalie? What makes you weird? What is the one thing that you do that is so weird? I don't know, for example, I know goalies that, for example, you can't talk to them before the game because they get angry. At Belfour from Dallas Stars, he wouldn't let anyone touch his gear before the game. Patrick Roy was talking to the pipes. He was actually talking to the net.
Yeah, but that is our best friend, so...
What? Sorry?
Our best friend is painted in red.
Right. So, okay.
So that, I can understand Patrick talking to the post.
Do you ever... do you sometimes talk to the net?
No, not really.
Okay, do you throw up before games?
I do it when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. But because we are so nervous, or you just thought that...
I don't know. I was nervous too, but I'm always nervous when I'm playing.
You are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I'm not nervous, that's a big no. Don't play, Anton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is like this positive stress, right?
Yeah. You are more sharp in the head if you're really nervous, I think.
And speaking of like nails and stuff, for example, because I started, I know, following hockey in like late 90s and all that, and Swedish players back then were considered one of the toughest guys in the game, right? I mean, you have like, for example, I don't know, you probably know the story about Pelle Lindbergh, right? The Flyers goalie, legendary guy. Also, you had Niklas Kronwall. You have many other super fucking tough guys. Not to, of course, mention like Niklas Lidström, who was like, this guy is not human. He's not human. He's a robot.
No, yeah, so good.
And back then, like everyone says, like you guys are the toughest, probably the toughest. And lately, I've been hearing a lot like the Swedes are getting so fucking soft.
And but back then, it's called like chicken Swede in the NHL. When they come up in NHL, Niklas Lidström and Salming or whatever, all the names.
Okay.
It was the chicken Swede.
And do you think like you guys are really getting softer? Or maybe that's just hockey or.
No, I'm just thinking it's the juniors is training a little bit different now than they do in back then.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
It's more like skills and skates. If you're not a good skater or good puck handling, you cannot be in a team.
Okay.
Like all the players like Holmström and Hörnqvist and the players who love to play in front of the net.
Mm-hmm.
There is not many players built like that now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's more like Pettersson and...
Right. Now I remember Thomas Holmström. I mean, he would always go in front of the net. Sometimes he would fight. He was so fucking tough.
Yeah.
Oh god, that was the team. Oh, and
Franzen too in Detroit.
Who?
Franzen.
Yeah, of course. And we can't forget Niklas Kronwall, right?
Yeah.
Because that guy was crazy. I mean, Jesus.
You get Kronwall.
Yeah, exactly. You get Kronwall. Yeah. that was so freaking good. And
it's hard.
Do you think that was there any at any point of your career, was there any time that somebody told you that you could really play on for example, elite level, like SHL, like Swedish top level or whatever? Was that ever possible? Or maybe is that still possible?
It's still possible because I train with Malmö and it's really, really good. Mm-hmm. They love what I saw, so maybe. I hope so.
Nice.
But I have heard it sometimes too.
Mm-hmm.
But
Because everyone said, like everyone, well, most people say that you are way too good for this league. Like you're way too good for Poland. And actually, I heard a lot of, for example, we had that in Podhale, we had that player Alan Wyszczarczyk, who usually, normally he plays in ECHL in, and he played in OHL in the States. And then he came here for a couple of games, then went back, and from now on he's been playing so shitty in the States. Like everyone says, like playing in Poland actually kind of ruined his game. Aren't you afraid of it? Like maybe because you're, this is, well, this is not an elite level. I mean, you're Sweden. We actually, you're almost next to Poland, and you don't know shit about our league.
No, that's true.
Which says a lot about our league. So aren't you afraid that this is gonna like get you a level below what you were before? Aren't you afraid of it?
No, I haven't think about that. Never. I don't
Never?
know. No, I haven't think about that. I just love to play, so.
That's probably a good attitude because yeah.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I don't know what other people say or think about that, but there is many players who don't play now in Corona, so we get lucky to play a season, so I'm lucky to play a season.
So you had to cut your salary in half, but like compared to what you were making in Sweden, right? Okay. Because as if I understand correctly, on your level, on the third level in Sweden, you're still, being goalie is a full-time job.
Yeah, it can be.
It can be.
Yeah, like in Troja, it is. Yeah, but
Okay.
not in every team.
Not on every team.
No.
Well, oh yeah. I thought like in Sweden it's hockey is a religion, so I thought this is like.
But in that league, in that division, it's only some teams who can pay good money.
Right. We had this, I don't know if you know the name, if this rings a bell for you, Mariusz Czerkawski.
No.
Do you know the guy? No,
No.
he was like the best NHL, I mean, he was, yeah, the best Polish hockey player in Polish hockey history. He played actually in Islanders. He played for many years in the NHL. He was actually pretty good. He was actually their star forward. He played an all-star game, blah blah blah. And he started his career started in actually in Sweden. And
Do
he always yeah, and he always said that the first thing of hockey in Sweden is that when they ask you how are you doing, you never say that something's going wrong. You always say, and he said, like, you always say bro,
Well,
or you
bro.
say mikke bro, right? Mikke bra, right? So in Norwegian, that's veldig bra, right? So is it true, like, you guys never talk about, I don't know, shitty stuff? Like, you guys are just positive, or is it like this unwritten rule that you guys only talk about the bad stuff?
No, I think that's true.
Good stuff, sorry.
We always say it's good.
Okay, so.
But that's a big a media thing now, the culture in hockey teams
What do you
and
mean?
how you act in a hockey team, or it's a big
But I think I'm getting your point. Also, you guys have, I think that the Swedish goal, actually that was Fredrik Andersson, I believe, and he was the first one to speak like loud about all that gay LGBT thing and all that in Sweden. And do hockey players in Sweden talk about it? Because usually in hockey, hockey players don't talk about it in general. Like it doesn't exist. And
No, it doesn't exist.
it doesn't exist.
No.
But is it like a taboo, or maybe just that just don't want to talk about it at all? You're not interested, or just like.
No, I'm just thinking it's in the walls, you know what I mean? You don't talk about it.
Okay, so do you, okay, of course,
It's
without.
a old thing. Now it's different.
Right. But
So
okay, so
we hope it change.
without any names, do you know a hockey player that's gay and like everyone knows it and like nobody talks about it? Without any
No,
names.
I have a really what to say. Yeah, I know one who's mm-hmm. playing in NHL.
In NHL, and he's your friend?
No, not my friend. I have never.
Can you tell me his name or not?
No, I don't tell him.
Okay, and no one knows. Well, I've
no. Maybe there is some people knowing in his late club in Sweden.
Oh Jesus, that's
yeah.
In,
okay. But I don't know if it's true, so mm-hmm. I don't want to say anything.
Yeah, sure,
of course.
No, I don't want to gossip with you. I was just interested how does the culture, you know, that this LGBT thing, how does it work in Swedish hockey? But I assume it didn't really change.
No, it's not changed so mm-hmm. much.
All right, that's cool. And do you ever think about what's your biggest dream as a hockey goalie? Like biggest possible dream for you?
Oh.
Have you ever imagined the biggest game that you, for example, could play being like 32 right now? You know.
No, I'm just lucky to play, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
But back in the days, I was dreaming about like NHL or Stanley Cup final, and you know, when I'm playing on the streets and everything like that. But you start to dream when you play like training with Malmö these 2 weeks mm-hmm. in Christmas break. It was really fun, and Burakovsky was there.
No, oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh God!
Yeah.
Oh Jesus! Oh God!
And what's the Swedish? Händemark in San Jose.
Okay.
He scored his first goal now in San Jose.
Wow! Nice. So, and do you often, I don't know, train? Do you know, like, are you friends with some NHL players or not?
No, not like good friends. No.
No, good friends. Uh huh.
Okay. Hampus Lindholm was really young when he came up and trained with us, mm-hmm. and he was he wanted to know if he doing great in front of my net, and like, is this good, Anton? Can I stand here? Do now? Yes, you can stand.
That's pretty good. So, okay, because Malmö that's like elite Swedish team, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay, so do you think you have a chance with them? You're going to get your shot with Malmö?
No, I don't know. We see, they haven't finished playing yet, so we see what's happened. Mm-hmm. But,
right, of course.
But,
okay,
it was fun to be there.
Oh, for sure. I saw that practice, actually. Yeah, you really looked pretty sharp, man. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good
Thank
to
you.
Watch.
Dziękuję.
Dziękuję, yeah. And, all right, so my last question is, okay, I asked that everyone. So who's the best forward right now in the world, in your opinion? The best forward.
Oh. Connor McDavid is really good.
That's probably true. Yeah. Everyone says that. That's...
But you saw Simba Jad, you make 6 points. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's really good too.
That's true.
But not the best.
Uh huh. Okay, best defenseman.
That's hard. That's harder.
Because you can't. I'm sure like most Swedes say Erik Karlsson, and that's not true. He's not a good
D-man. No, not. That, but back like 3 years, you have a good defenseman.
Yeah.
Erik.
Uh-huh.
I liked Victor Hedman. He's good in both zones.
Oh yeah.
He's really good.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so now Henrik Lundqvist is out.
He's so, out?
Well, he's out. He's not playing, is he? So,
no.
I
best goalie?
Best goalie, yeah.
Oh, that's harder. I love so many goalies. It's really good.
Uh-huh.
Nice to see. But if I say one, Vasilevskiy is one of a kind right now.
Oh, he's crazy.
Yeah.
The guy's crazy. He has like totally own... What do you think makes him so special? I mean, because it feels like the guy has no bones, right?
No, he's like, I don't know how many arms he has, like 8.
And he's stretching like a fucking octopus, right? Like,
yeah,
Jesus, you can't... Oh, God, that's so unpredictable. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and really good reads, too.
That's true.
He's really good. It's really good.
That's true. Uh-huh, that's true. All right. So I think that's all. I appreciate so much... Your time, Anton.
Thank
it was a real pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah, it's just really fun.
That's
really
that.
good time.
Cool. I'm glad to hear it. I hope to see you for another season in Torin, because that will be fun for me to watch. But if anything better comes along, I hope you make the best out of it, man.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah.
Told me anytime.
Yeah. Thanks, man.